neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Shofetim, we learn Seder, Seder, Tirdof. So we are commanded to chase after righteousness. Seder, Seder, Tirdof. So the question that is asked, so what is wrong with chase after Seder? How can we say Seder, Seder, Tirdof, not Seder, Tirdof? What's the difference between chasing after Seder and chasing after Seder, Seder, Tirdof? Why is repeated twice? Why? So this time of year, we should get up early in the morning and come to Selichot. So coming to Selichot is Tzedek, no? We're doing something good, right? But you cannot wake up the neighbors. So now if you wake up the neighbors, or let's say the members of the families, that they might not really be happy when they are woke up at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, then our Tzedek is not kosher Tzedek. So Tzedek Hashem is commanding our Tzedek, it's only Tzedek that it ends up with Tzedek. But if you start with the Tzedek, and then you start with something else, then it's not Tzedek. So like today, it's a big mitzvah to move from your place and show your affection to the Sefer Torah. You have to move where you're sitting, get up, and then come toward the Sefer Torah. He said, hug it. But if, along the line, when you're running to kiss the Sefer Torah, you step on somebody's feet, or you push them away, so then it's not Tzedek. Because in the process of doing Tzedek, then what did you do?
You hurt somebody.
So here Tatar Shai is commanding us that the intention itself is not good enough. So that's why usually we claim, I didn't mean that. What do you mean? I didn't say that. Yes, you said it. So who is right here? The one that he didn't mean it, or the one that is complaining? Which one?
Complaining.
Yes, exactly. The one that he says, I didn't mean it. Why? Because here again, it doesn't mean what you had in mind. But when you presented it, had to be the message that will be pleasant, make somebody feel good. But your intention itself, maybe it was good, but the way you presented it, the way you said it, the way you approached it, became hurtful. So that's why the Talmud Shein is commanding us, said it, it's good. It has to be Rodef by conclusion that it's Seder. That means the outcome has to be a Seder. It doesn't mean that you had a good intention, then it doesn't matter how it's presented. Yeah. And it's a very, very powerful message. But many times we repeat, you know, I'm good at mitzvah. His brother, Gehazin, Gemara Sanhedrin, and lo chelek lo'olam haba. You heard about this?
Yes.
You know why? Because Gemara says he used to read Tehillim. So Gemara says because Gehazi was reading Tehillim, ain't no chelek l'olam haba. Gehazi was the assistant of Elisha and Nabi Alav Shalom. Gemara says ain't no chelek l'olam haba. Why? He was reading Tehillim. Have you heard such a thing? You read Tehillim and you don't have l'olam haba? So Gemara says Gehazi was reading Tehillim, outside the Beit Midrash. So people wanted to come to the Shiur. They see the assistant of the Prophet sitting outside, we didn't take it in. So, okay, so if the assistant is sitting outside, we didn't take it in, so that means the Shiur is not that exciting. It's not important. So they sat with him and they chat with him. So he was doing a very, very good mitzvah in the wrong time. So now the Gemara says, because he was distracting people from coming to the shiur and listening to Elisha Navi, Alav Shalom, Ein lo cheder olam haba. What happened to other Tehillim he read? Waste of time. Why? Because it said that he was trying to present, it was absolutely avera and misleading people. It's Nora ve'ayom. How could be such a thing? You read again. Because Shomar Baruch Shalom says, "Bechol et yesh lo zeman." Anything that you do, you have to know when to do it. What time you're supposed to do it. But if you put on tefillin at night, you do the mitzvah. Why? What's wrong with tefillin? We see the shomara. Tefillin, if you put it at night, what happens? You recited the Baraha that is?
Levatala.
So the Baraha was Levatala, or you became Levatala? You became Levatala. Tefillin is good because you upset the mitzvah in the wrong timing, then you became Levatala. And that's what the whole message here is. That many times our intention we feel we're doing something good. We are obeying Hashem. And Chazal they teach us, whoever that Masir et Osno mi divrei Torah, Gam tefilato iye toeva.
Wow.
This is scary. It says whoever at the time that there's a Tevilat Torah is being said, he's not listening, Gam tefilato iye disgusting to me. Why? What did he do? What did he do? What does Tevilat Torah mean? What does Tevilat Torah mean?
It's coming from Hashem.
Ah, Chazal Baruch. Beautiful, beautiful. So Chazal say, when there's a Divrei Torah is being said, I'm talking, he's saying my word, and you're not listening to me? Now, when you talk, you want me to listen to you? Eize chutzpah. Eize azut. Wow. Eize azut you have. There's a Divrei Torah is being said, and you're not listening? Now you want me to listen to you? Isn't that gustachi? Is not?
It is.
It's azut. How could be such a thing? Why? Because that's what the Torah says. It says, seder tirdo. You feel you're doing something good, but it's an avera. But you don't pay attention. Why? Because our nature is we are very, very selfish. We want to do things only for ourselves. We want to catch up, we want to feel good, we want to complete things that we feel we want to complete. And that's what Gehazi was doing. Gehazi was reading Tehillim outside because he wanted to finish up his daily Tehillim reading. Because they sent him a text, they said you have to read this Tehillim for the Chole Israel. You know people get this thing? But when he was reading Tehillim, that was not his time. That was the time of Elisha Navi, Alav Shalom. But he felt that he can do anything he wants in the time of Elisha Navi Zachor Letov. That's what Gemara says, Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. How could it be? He said, Anaseh ha'bidinot mizvon de David, and then they take you to the other place? How should such a thing be? Because he felt that he's doing something positive, but it was totally wrong. And that's what Tata Moshe is come and command us. warns us, be very, very careful, that when you feel that you need something, that you feel that it's sitkut, it has to end up with sitkut. It has to be total sitkut. Not you feel that it's tzedek, but actually what is called mitzvah bar al yedei avera.
How come that Elisha, the prophet, couldn't say that to his slave, his jihadi? What are you doing? It's wrong. Why did you let him do that like that?
You don't know why?
Rabbi,
I'm telling this to people 15 years, nothing has changed. 15 years! Nothing has changed. You really expect a shaman? I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's on
The opposite start with tzedek and start with beef. End up with tzedek.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.